Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And in this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk about three mistakes that women make. And our guest today is Arlene Spavo. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and today we're talking with Arlene Spavo, one of the personal trainers here and weight loss counselors at the Center for Weight Loss Success, talking a little bit about three mistakes that women often make. First, tell us again a little bit about yourself, Arlene, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Hi, my name's Arlene, and I have worked as a personal trainer for about 24 years. I've worked with a lot of different people. I've dedicated my whole adult life to personal training and fitness, and I'm a fitness instructor. I teach everything from Zumba to boot camp to RIP to water aerobics, and I also am a counselor here at the Center for Weight Loss Success.
And you're a fitness fanatic too, aren't you? I know that you've done some races around here and that. Tell us just a minute for a while. We'll get distracted here for just a minute. Tell us a little bit about some of that, all the things that you do.
Okay. Well, I am a competitive runner, and I just recently won a half marathon a couple months ago at CNU, Christopher Newport University. So that was great. I run a lot of the local races, and I always finish at least first in my age group, but sometimes I finish overall top three women overall.
So you live what we live what we preach. I guess that's what we do, and that's an important part of these things, that we try to lead by example. All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the mistakes that women tend to make. What are we talking about here?
Well, women make a lot of mistakes, but of course we're talking about fitness, so I'm going to talk about three, but there are more. The first mistake that women make is that they don't incorporate resistance or not enough resistance. And over the years, I find this to be probably the biggest one, because I will ask a woman why she's not doing it, and the answer is usually, I'm afraid I'm going to bulk up. So they're afraid of that, so they stick to the cardio. And cardio is great. You have to do cardio to improve the efficiency of your heart and lungs. But you need the resistance, because that's really going to help you increase your lean body mass, and then that which speeds up your metabolism. So I try to explain to them that they're going to see all the difference in the world if they add that resistance in. I'm a perfect example. When I started out as a trainer, I was making the same mistake in my own workouts. I would get on the Stairmaster and do cardio for an hour and a half, literally, and not do any resistance training. And so I started doing the resistance training, and I was doing a lot less cardio, half the amount of cardio, but I was doing resistance training three times a week, and it made all the difference in my workouts. I saw results. I was getting in better shape, and so I can say definitely that's probably the biggest mistake that they make.
Right, and kind of the people, or women especially, will often find that, gee, if they work on the resistance training, the weight training, and resistance training doesn't just mean weight training, I want to put that out there, but if they work on that resistance training, it'll often improve all the results in their other training as well. That fear that women sometimes have is they're going to bulk up. And I would like to reassure women out there from a physician standpoint, is that the reality of that, that's not going to happen. Is women typically don't have the right hormones to truly bulk up like that. And for women that are truly bulking up like that, they're often maybe taking something that it makes them easier to do that. Most women can't do that, and they'll still look like women. Okay, and that's the fear is, gee, am I not going to look like a woman anymore? It's like, no, you're going to look like a woman. So that's an unfounded fear. Now, kind of that, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that, but kind of the second one I know you were going to talk about was a little bit about some interval training.
That's right. The next mistake is women don't do enough interval training. And what that is, for example, the acronym HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training, is a buzzword that a lot of people have heard right now. And that's being incorporated by personal trainers and fitness instructors. And the reason why that's important is because you can get a shorter workout, you can get a better workout in a shorter amount of time, and that's really appealing to people because they say, wow, I don't have to work out for 45 minutes or an hour. No, you can work out for 20 to 30 minutes and work harder, and that means doing bursts of intervals where you work really hard for a certain amount of time. It could be 20 seconds, it could be 30 seconds, but hard enough that you're working your anaerobic capacity where you get to the point where you're almost out of breath. So it's not going to be something where you're going to go much more than 45 seconds, and then you recover, and then you do it again. So you're out of your comfort zone, you're pushing that anaerobic threshold, and you're actually going to get a better workout. Where the used to be, I was told as an instructor years ago, 25 years ago, when I got certified, that you're supposed to maintain a steady state, that you do a warm-up, you get into the area where your heart rate's up, and then you maintain a steady state, but that's not the best way to do it, and that's the industry has changed. You do interval training where your heart rate gets up really high, you recover, so it spikes up and down.
All right, very good. Now, you said 25 years ago, so you must have been two or three when they were teaching you this. Is that right?
Yeah, about 10 years old.
Yeah, that's okay, that's what I thought. All right. So now that third mistake, let's kind of take on that third mistake there before I get too distracted, and we'll keep on going there. What's that third mistake, you think?
Okay, these are women that are actually doing resistance training, and again, by resistance training, we're not talking about just lifting weights. You can do machines, you can do bands, you can use water resistance. But it's women that go ahead and do the resistance training, but because they are so afraid to bulk up, they're just lifting light weights, and they're just not getting the benefit. They're not seeing the results, and they're wondering why. And like you said earlier, Dr. Clark, women should not be afraid of bulking up. I used to have that fear too a long time ago when I didn't really have an understanding. Yes, genetically, some women are going to have more muscle gain more quickly than others, but you're not going to bulk up. You're going to have the nice muscle tone, and you're going to see more results.
All right, I would totally agree with that. Obviously, if you've been here at the Center for Weight Loss, you've seen Arlene. She doesn't have to worry. She is just fit, and she still doesn't not look like a woman. She looks like a woman. So anyway, don't worry about that. So kind of just I'll do that quick review here, kind of three mistakes, common mistakes, is one of those is not incorporating enough resistance training, not incorporating interval training, and then finally kind of not going heavy enough, if you want to call it that, and the fear of bulking up. So kind of those are three mistakes that women can, common make. I'm sure there are other ones out there. Anything you want to add to that before we wind this down there, Arlene?
I guess I just want to stress again the importance of resistance training, and women will just see it really is a world of difference. It's amazing when you cut out some of that cardio and you add the resistance training, you really will feel empowered as a woman because you will feel stronger, you will look better, you will have more of the body that you're going for, and you're going to burn more calories and more fat, and you're going to rev up that metabolism. So really it's a great thing for you.
Absolutely. Very good. I would agree completely with everything you just said. Thank you again, Arlene, for being here with us. If you have further questions out there concerning this, please don't hesitate to give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. You've got the corporate website there, which is cfwls.com, or our phone number, 757-873-1880. or if you just want more weekly interaction, we do that on our Losing Weight USA. Go to losingweightusa.com. We'll see you on the next podcast. You take care and get out there, resistance training, interval training. You take care, everyone. Goodbye.